to you all night long. Just like an addict tweaking, I need a hit of that goo. Benjamins, I'm sitting at the front row. Go shake that ass right here. If you would get well, this sexy mama, I'm gon' spit. I'm in your world, and my mouth is shut. I'm going down. Girl, I'm about to make it rain.
Now, if you want this money,
you gon' have to work some, twerk some, work some, like you want it. Now, go, girl.
Shake that from me, go, girl.
Make it bad.
Things that us brothers do for just a little whiff of it. Just a sample of it. Some of you gentlemen out there done lost your damn mind. That is what we're discussing today. Also want to make sure, get you good folks out there to go to Amazon and get your copy of the book, Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up, or Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly, your boy, Pretty Tony. What's good, Mr. Cunning? Let me make sure I get your name right. Cunningus. What up, bro? I see you in the chat room. We in here doing our thing. We're going to have a few people calling in because this is a testosterone-driven show.
Did his name sound like Cunninglingus?
Yeah. Mr. Cunninglingus. Yeah, that's what his name sound like.
Damn.
I see him in the chat room. All the good folks joining us, we want to welcome you to the show. Mr. Stan 1045, I see you typing. The power of the is the same power of the pussy. Yes, sir. Yes, it is. For the last couple of weeks, we've been really political and stuff of that nature, but this week, after a couple of email and conversations, I see you laughing in the chat room, I decided to get back to what we do best here on the show. We're talking about male-female relationships. That's what the whole Playology movement is. For all you good folks out there who want to keep up with your boy, remember to follow me on Twitter, at SelassieiSon. That is SelassieiSon, at SelassieiSon on Twitter. We're talking about the power of the vagina, man. We're talking about the things that we as men have done or allowed to be done to us and the things and lengths we have gone through just to get a whiff of it. Liberal 141, I see you on the switchboard. We're going to let you in one moment. Case in point. This doctor who decided to whack one of his employees' husband because she wasn't happy. They've charged him with murder, and they're charging her for manipulating him into murder, a charge she has vehemently denied because she said all she was doing was telling him her troubles. Woe is me. I am so unhappy. I am so unhappy. Next thing we know, he orchestrated the death of her husband in front of a daycare center. That's what we're getting into today, the things that man has done. Wow, the switchboard is lit up, the chat room, welcome. Well, I'm going to first of all check out the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee.
Here I am.
And, of course, last week Joe threw his phone number out for all you good people. Who missed Joe's phone number?
We can't start the show with that one. We got to at least get into it. we got to start at least get into the show before we let Joe start giving our listeners directions.
Stan 1404 in chat room said we have lost our integrity and our self respect. There may be some truth to that, Stan. There may definitely be some truth to that when it comes to the affairs of trying to be with a female and please a female. Because sometimes, no matter what lengths you go through, first and foremost, in the book Playology I wrote, you have got to know where she ends and you begin. And that is one of the quickest ways to lose your self-respect right there. Is when you can't figure out where she ends and you begin because you got your head too far up her ass so you can't see straight. So we're going to start off with that. Hold on. Liberal 141 has been waiting for a moment. Let me go in.
Hey, Scammy. How are you, Joe? How's everybody?
Hey, Stan.
Hey. The power of the pussy? Wow.
We'll roll with that. I was trying to be politically correct when I said the vagina power, but
you
we'll
know
go with that.
Why we have that thing of the power of the pussy? Because too many guys don't want to stand up for what they are and don't basically they think that they're not enough for a woman. So they'll say, you know what, I don't think I'm enough for a woman. So they give money to the woman, give free drink to the woman, do all those things just to sleep with that woman. Instead of saying, you know what, I am who I am, I'm a strong believer in myself, I know what I could bring to you, and you got to bring the same to you, to me.
If now, Stan, you're in the stand, right? You're Stan, right?
Yes.
Stan, I want to ask you a question because you've called in a couple of times and you have some very things you feel very strongly about. If there is a word of advice that you could put out there for men to follow, three things you think all men should follow in order to not become victim to the vagina.
Very easily. It's the foundation of any relationship. Be honest, honesty, trust, and respect. Respect yourself and respect and expect the same from your partner. Be honest with yourself and don't be afraid of telling the honest truth to your partner. And trust, that takes time. Trust your partner, and if you don't trust her, don't stay with her. If somebody disrespects you, you leave that person. Period.
Okay, Stan. My man rolling up. Joe, you sure are mighty quiet. I was waiting for you to interject and start launching grenades, Joe.
Oh, I thought I already done that from last week. Where are the heifers? Didn't they hear me?
I'm sure they're going to be calling in. But we got a lot of good.
Hey, they too scared you're going to say, bit me.
So
they're trying to wait to see if this is going to be a civil, intellectual conversation or what kind it's going to be. I know that's what they're waiting on.
There is going to be a measure of civility to the show, but you know, when you're expressing how you feel sometimes, we tend to express our emotions in its rawest form, and sometimes it does not come out politically correct because we're not always capable of presenting a politically correct point of view when we are discussing men and women, because sometimes the playing field, I'm going to take a quote from the good folks who have called in a couple of times. I don't own this one. They say the neo-Nazi feminists. But we're going to get into that into the later part of the show. And I want to make sure we put it out there. This is not about bashing. This is about men calling and inventing what we've seen, what we've lived, what we've experienced, because a lot of times us as men don't spend enough time communicating with each other, and that's how some of us have become lost along the way because we don't communicate for whatever reason.
Tony, not to interrupt, brother, but I think a lot of men have a false sense of pride, which is really bullshit because it's not that people don't communicate with them. They just don't listen. You know
there
what I'm saying? They so stuck in their own insecure world. And the truth of it all, man, they know it's the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they can't put that car into drive to try to turn their circumstances around. Now, that one I can't explain.
Well,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys, you know, put out the number so that people can call in? 1-800-BLOW-ME?
Joe has been in rear form for about 2 weeks now. But for anybody else who wants to call in, the calling number is 646-929-2870. Today we are discussing the power of the vagina. And it's a very powerful thing, gentlemen. It's a very powerful thing right now because there's so many things that we women can say, you know, there's always programs where, you know, the violins come out and men are this, men are that, men are this, men are that. And coming back to what Kay Diddy so eloquently just said, because of our own pride or insecurity, a lot of times us as men, we don't speak up enough for ourselves because you don't want to be seen as, oh, man, I'm
it's
soft.
A lot of bitch, it's
talk.
A lot of bitch-made men. Just call it what it is. It's a
Thank
lot
you.
Of bitch-made men. It's a lot of bitch-made men created by bitches. so they don't know how to really stand up and be men to beginning. They come into a relationship overcompensating, overcompromising. They begin the relationship by diminishing their respect, which goes to their continual lack of self-respect. And then
Thank
they
you.
Try to figure out what's the problem. Man, look yourself in the damn mirror.
Quit
hiding.
But how
do
we
They're settling. That's what I talk. They're settling for what they want. They're settling. They're not strong in their belief. They don't have to believe inside of themselves. You know what? You will not treat me that way. You will not act that way then. They're ready to do that. And when you do that with a woman, she will walk all over you.
Can't get mad at her. Are you going to get mad at her?
Gentlemen, what I'm getting from the panel is that you're saying a lot of brothers are victims of circumstance they have created for themselves.
Well, yes, but it was created for them by their parents.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring to the to the table. Yeah, we are conditioned to be that way. Men are waking up now, but it's taking a while because, you know, so there might be a debate about whether or not we're hardwired because of our DNA or we're hardwired because of our environment. Either way, we've been taught. You know, if the woman does something wrong, she's not really doing something wrong. She's sugar and spice, and we should really be tolerant towards her because she wasn't born with such a malicious type of attitude. She really can't be that malicious or that avarice or that selfish or that cunning. No, she is sugar and spice. Is she really? I mean, is she really? No, she's not. She's just another human. And we have to look at them as such. And like Stan was pointing out, you have to have respect, honor, you have to trust yourself so that you know that when you do see a chick who's acting out of line, it's not because, oh, her hormones are acting up or she's emotional. She's still acting out of line. And she should be put in her place when she is acting out of line. She shouldn't be given excuses. Just because she's female. We don't give ourselves excuses. Why should we give the aberrant female excuses?
Well, guess what? Women are way shorter than a lot of guys give them credit for because women know exactly who they could play and do what to and when.
And I'm glad, hey, Diddy, my brother, you just led right into it. Are you there, my brother?
And it's so,
yeah, I'm here.
It's true, but, yeah.
That point you just made, a good friend of mine, he told me over the weekend as I was talking to him, he said, it's almost like they have a club. And, you know, when you catch the, if you're privy to the inner workings of a woman circling the way they conversate sometimes, they have a plan, a strategy. Yeah, girl, I'm going to let him go on and sniff this a little bit because I need him to go on and pay my car note this month. Or, yeah, girl, yeah, that one right there, the reason I have him is for this, or the reason I have him is for that. But I'm a firm believer that if I ain't a damn musician, you can't play them damn violins for me. So who is truly at fault? The way you introduce yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you conduct yourself in the relationship is the way that you are treated, gentlemen. Get the book, Playology. I got it lined out in there for you. I got this brother called Doormat Danny, a character that I wrote about in the book. He's a yes man. Everything is yes man. And every girl that he meets is the girl of his dream. Every girl is not sugar and spice. Now, for all you women out there who are going to listen to the show in the archives, or who are going to probably join us in a moment, I want you to know something. This is not a female bashing show. This is the reality of the life that us men are living. Now, fellas.
Hey, man, I think you need to put a new chapter in the next book, man. We got a new character. We need to talk about Perpetrator Man.
Oh, yeah. The Captain Saved Man that tried
to. Yeah, we
like...
need to talk about Perpetrator Man. That's a whole new character in the book we need to develop. Yeah.
The guy that basically
shit.
Comes to women and they know that the woman is wrong and you're checking the woman and that guy is that woman and saying, oh, well, you know, she had the right to do that. And you're looking at this guy and saying, you really? Really?
Because he wanna sniff of that.
Yeah.
He wanna sniff of that. He wanna feel of that. So of course he gonna come flying in with his cape like you oh so wrong. You oh so wrong. When a brother opens his mouth and speaks, we're always wrong.
Perpetrator, man.
To himself, so everything else, he's going to be that other person. He's everybody that he don't supposed to be. He's everybody but himself. You know, he can find fault in any and everything else he see, but he sees nothing wrong with himself. He's a true chameleon. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's lost. He's lost to himself. He's totally lost his identity because he's continually changing, trying to fit in to get along with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So he's on everybody's team. So, you know, a lot of times when you're on everybody's team, you're on nobody's team.
But
you know,
still, the foundation of this guy that we're talking about, the guy that's saying yes all the time to women, or the guy that's trying to be on everybody's team, he is the guy who was taught to be nice. We're talking about a person who is morally okay. A person who doesn't have malice, who doesn't want to try to take advantage of other people, but yet he's the one that's being taken advantage of by
all the time.
Right.
All the time.
So
now,
the thing
hold on,
is,
hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No problem. The thing is then that we have to teach people you can still be nice, but you cannot be a doormat. That's the thing. Be respectful towards people who respect you. You have a right to be respected and to be treated the way that you were taught to treat other people.
I think that goes without saying, Joe, with the real cowboys. I think it's the bitch-made dudes that you have those issues with. Because, see, the real cowboys, they don't have no confidence issues. They know who they are. You know, certain things they're not going to allow and tolerate in the beginning. Just like I said, women know exactly who they're dealing with. You know, they're a lot more calculating than the average Joe Blow give them credit for. That's why you see one woman to treat this guy like he ain't shit, like Doorman Danny that Danny's talking about, but they wouldn't dream to step into you that way. You know what I'm saying? So they already know what they can do and who they can do it with. So how can you fault somebody like that for running a program? Like, again, now we got to go back to this other person who allows it and enables it.
And seems to enjoy it.
I don't think they enjoy it. I think that
there's some sick puppies out there. Trust me. Hold on.
Yeah,
they're some
dysfunctional assholes because in their mind they think that's affection, that's love, that's attention.
Well,
we got somebody else trying to join the show. 111, you're on live. Can we help you?
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rich.
You can hear loud and clear.
Absolutely. How are you?
Hey, Rich.
Mr. Solution, at your service.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Solution.
Well, we got a quorum today. We got Diddy, Tony, me, Stan, Mr. Solution. No chick's going to survive today.
Mr. Solution.
Hey,
in.
I want the chick.
Solution.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Go ahead, brother. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Hey, I want the chicks to know. Now, I know this is hard for them to know because generally, and Tom Likas promoted this, they can't understand normal thinking. Now, there is an abbreviation for that. I'm not going to say it just yet, but I'm sure one could figure it out. We do love them, but there's a problem with the power imbalance. And what you guys just said is true, but there's a higher order issue that you left out, and I'll just fill it in, if I may. And that is the power that the social structure gives them, which means us, and also that the law gives them, because we are we do follow the rule of law for the most part. So even the guy that the woman has respect for, which is in essence a form of disrespect, because the bad boy, the true essence of the bad boy is he doesn't give a shit. That's his real power. He does not care about the woman. She is just like a slot machine. It's like next, because that's all he does is just troll for women. And he's good for women. And, you know, I shared with Joe an article that talked about love lessons decoding the desire for the bad boy. And it talked about the various types of bad boy, the aloof bad boy, the elusive bad boy, and so on and so forth. And there is some overlap. But the general consensus of the bad boy is he doesn't care. That's his power. And it works on the woman's, thrill of the chase, as it were, because women have an ego, and see, they want to possess that which they can't have. Women are allowed to be absolutely fucking crazy when it comes to relationships. Now, if she should get involved with the bad boy or any boy, it doesn't make a difference. She has power in the court that the guy doesn't have. The court will favor her. That's why roughly 80% of divorces are filed by women. And I was discussing with some white racist
separatists. Hey, man, separatist. Somebody been over there talking to you about me.
Well, no. Hey, wait. I don't mean to be personal. Hey, I've been talking. I love battling with the racist white assholes. And I've been battling with them, the white, racist, separate, ne'er-do-well assholes. And I've been explaining to them in terms of the issue that carry the most gravity is that the white woman has turned to be his enemy now. She's the one that can take his ass to court, take his children, take his house, take his bank account, fuck him up. Drive him to suicide. And I hear about these suicides. They're normally white males jumping off bridges, blowing their brains out, and this kind of thing. But they're so focused on the black-white issue, which they basically created, they don't see the white woman driving a hammer-jack plunger up their asses. And this is what I try to point out to them. That has become your enemy through her power of the law. But that's the point I want to make, is that regardless as to what power the man has over the woman psychologically, emotionally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, she has the ultimate power should she choose to go to the law. Now, do you guys, are we consolidated? Do we have a consensus on that? Do we understand that? That's what I want to.
We understand. Hold on, Mr. Solutions. We got a young lady trying to join the conversation. Ma'am, are you there? The young lady from Hawaii.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Tammy, haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, hello.
Wow,
Joe.
You can recognize the voice. Joe, you're quick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, you haven't been calling me for such a long time. I had to go on to Blog Talk to find your ass.
Faith is paying your child support.
Let's not talk about that.
So tell me, what is it you would like to add to this testosterone-driven discussion that we're having right now? Do you think females are in control and brothers are playing catch-up, or you disagree, or that y'all are very manipulative at times?
Well, I think both sexes are, but I think that women can probably get a rise out of a person a lot more than a man can.
I like your honesty at the moment, Tammy. Okay, so we're going to keep going. I suppose the next question would be, as you're, we don't know your age, so we're not going to put your business out there. We're going to assume you're in your late 20s and say that,
she won't
is it
argue
true in your opinion, the way a brother conducts himself is the way you figure out how you are going to treat him. If he presents himself like a sucker, do you treat him like a sucker?
I guess yes.
No, you are honest, Amy.
Yeah, she is honest. Boy, that was two right answers in a row.
But I paused because I just wouldn't necessarily want to hang around, you know, a dish rag. If someone is really kind of like a wussy, why would I want to, for me, I don't want to put the effort into kicking him around. So.
But that's your personal choice is what you're saying.
Right, that's my personal choice, right.
Because you want a man, huh?
No, I don't like being around pricks and assholes, so I just wouldn't associate.
What kind of man, describe in your world, Tammy, what you would consider a real man to be, Tammy.
Oh, I can tell you, absolutely. Joe is my man.
What? Really? I thought you were going to say anybody but Joe.
And I was going to say, how much he pay you for that?
Thank you.
Don't worry, Tammy. The child support payments are right up to date.
Yeah. The whole thing with child support, I'll tell you this. I think that people that that women are going for child support, I mean, you think about this. They got to be pretty stupid to go after somebody for child support, unless they've got, like, bags of money. Because if you go over there and you put it on child, go for child support, you basically have to say that who the baby daddy is. Now, if you don't, then you don't have to deal with anybody telling you how to raise your kid. So I think it's kind of stupid when they go over for child support and get, what, $200 a month check.
Okay. Tammy, you have been a breath of fresh air. You got the brothers. We was all set ready to pounce on you, but you came through and spoke your piece.
Now she can take care of herself.
Yeah.
Tammy said, you know, I don't like suckers. Now hold on, don't go nowhere, Tammy. Stick with us because I'm gonna come right back to you. We got somebody that's about to join us, and I think he's calling in to stir things up a bit. Hollywood Steve, is that you, sir?
I am in the house, Big Tony. How are you?
I woke up this morning. I'm blessed, brother. I want the gentlemen on the panel, I want them to know that you are the inspiration for this show because you sent me an email and you give me a call and you're like, Tony, we need to address some things when it comes to this whole male-female situation.
Well, we do. And I want to tell you, it was great to see you last month when I was in beautiful Sin City, Las Vegas, for the USA basketball, the NBA. I'm down here in Florida. The storm's coming in with Tropical Storm Hurricane Isaac, but I wouldn't have missed this show for the world, Tony. You've got a great show, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the name of the show today called Vagina Power?
Yes, sir. Vagina Power is the name of today's show, sir.
I got to give it to you, Big Tony. What a great name, because this name goes deep for all you listeners. Okay, and Big Tony knows Hollywood Stevie, and let me tell you right now, you are so correct. The vagina is the power that the women have, and I'm not saying all of them, but a high percentage of them use that vagina to power and control men. Did you hear me, guys? Control men, and they'll use it in all ways possible. And they give them a little taste of that vagina power, and it's over. I've seen men lose their businesses. I've seen men lose their houses. I've seen men lose every dime they got over their vagina power. And I've been there once or twice, and Tony, let me rant and rave right now, because I had a bitch from Brazil a couple of months ago that tried to take me down with the vagina power. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something. If you're all listening, and I know he's got a lot of listeners, this is nothing but a great, great title for this show today, and I'm honored to be on. And the woman you had on previously, I heard a little bit about her talking, and she was right. I don't want to be with an asshole. I don't want to be with a patsy, whatever she said. You know, she wants to be with a real guy. And a lot, you know, and I've been with women, I've seen women out there, and, you know, I see how they work these men, and it's the power of the vagina, a.k.a. the power of the pussy. And, you know, it's the old thing, Big Tony, and all the listeners you got, and guys you got listening. You know, we grew up you know, being back in high school, you know, I remember the first time I heard, "You're pussy whipped, Steve. You're pussy whipped." You're damn right I was. It's like Jack Nicholson is, you know, "You can't handle the truth." You're damn right I was. I was pussy whipped. And but the thing is how to control that pussy whip, how to control that vagina power if you're a man. And I'm going to tell you something. You heard it here first on the Big Tony Show. The vagina power is so powerful, guys. It's more powerful than any drug that's out there in a pharmacy, any drug out there on the street. And as I said earlier, men will go crazy over it. They'll go nuts over it. They'll fight over the same vagina because it's got the power. It's crazy. Tony, are you hearing me?
I want to respond to Tony as soon as he finishes.
Yeah, go right ahead, Mr. Solution. You got the floor, my brother.
Hi, thank you. What Tony says is true. However, the reason that is true is because we men are pussies. Look, the vagina has no more power than the dick, okay? What happens is we allow women to run game. I'm going to tell you, now Joe and I have discussed this, and I think the last time we had a discussion on it, he said he would reconsider his position. But the position, the imbalance of power, is that women don't have to initiate communication. Women can just act as the little genetic celebrity exercising veto power juxtaposed to original choice power. And that means that that means that they don't have to perform, pursue, and pay as men are expected to do. And that's what gives them the power. Women like – can you hear me? I had a little bit of technical difficulty there.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Women like sex as much as men. Men shouldn't be paying for sex with women. Sex should be a mutual thing. But it's the pussification of men that allows men to give women this undeserved power. And this undeserved and power imbalance really blocks, inhibits, hinders, and stymies communication between men and women. They can never get to their higher selves because they're always operating at the reptilian level. You know, the food, if you look at Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we always stay at the bottom of the pyramid as opposed to approaching self-actualization. Now, a lot of women will talk about self-actualization, i.e., they want a spiritual man, but their actions promote the low-level reptilian thinking. He's got to chase me as opposed to converse with me, and we discuss real issues that lift us to a higher level and determine whether or not we are compatible. Women like to waste men's time, where they spend a lot of time asking a woman what's wrong and feeling her out and all this other bovine scatology, as opposed to determining, hey, this is not the woman for me. I'm not for you. You're not for me. We move on. So women,
where would you say the responsibility lies for this dismal plight of the males?
Well, sure, and I'm glad you see that. It lies, obviously, with the male first, because I'm a male, alpha male, and I believe in taking responsibility. But I'm also exposing the corruption, and both women and men are now responsible once they understand what the truth is. The woman has got to stop playing this game, wanting the man to sniff her pussy, as it were, wasting time, and she knows she doesn't like the guy, but she'll still be this quote-unquote attention whore that will take up his time and resources instead of having this adult communication that says, hey, we don't have anything in common, we're not compatible, and, of course, we should move on. But that can only occur.
There's a misconception, though, that we have to clear up. Okay? There was one misconception. We're not, it's, okay, Tony, you named the show Pussy Power, right, or Vagina Power, right? And everybody seems to be in consensus that, you know, everybody's going, no man here, I think very few men, even those that we don't know in the middle, we're not influenced by pussy power, okay? That's a metaphor. What we're influenced by is the attraction towards a woman because of the hope that she can give us companionship. because nobody here on this line, and I again, millions, we're not going to go after the pussy per se, okay? It's a misnomer. It's not pussy power. It is hope that the woman will be a companion. There's a difference, because nobody here is going to spend a lot of money on some dumbass bitch just to get laid. We're not in it just to get laid.
So hold on. What about all that research K. Diddy was doing at the strip club?
He got a PhD and then he moved on.
Yeah, I, you know, let me say this, Mrs. Lucian. I join with Joe on that because, you know, Dr. Schlesinger talked in her book about the two influences that men have, that women have over men. One is sex, but the other, I think, and this is where I agree with Joe, is more important, and it's called affection, approval, as it were. A lot of men, which relates to the companionship, a lot of men want the companionship of a woman vis-a-vis the attraction. I agree with that. And that has more power over men than the pussy itself.
Right.
Simply because a lot of men really say they're not going to get the pussy or they don't even want the pussy. Still, the woman has influence over the man due to that, due to his socialization and his desire to please her. So I often say with a woman, if a woman is arguing with a man, she's stupid. And this is the reason. Men generally want to please women. So all a woman has to do is listen to a man. She never has to fight with him if she has adult training. And so if the guy doesn't want to deal with her, well, then that's her answer. A woman should never fight with a man. And I shared this with a woman recently who assumed that she had some sort of understanding of this issue and considered herself a teacher on this issue. She did agree, because I said to her, if a man is a jackass, all you have to do is listen to him. If he's a quality man, all you have to do is listen to him. You never have to argue with a man. He already wants to please you.
Yes, and I want to interject for a moment, and I want to say that one of the most hurtful things that kind of ties into what Mr. Solution says about the male wanting approval from the female, one of the lowest things a woman can say to a man is, you can't please me. I have watched that statement literally destroy men, ruin their psyche, destroy that very simple statement. Whatever please me means, you can't afford enough luxuries for me, you can't please me in the bedroom. That statement has been the downfall of many a man, and that ties into what Mr. Solution is saying about the male seeking female approval.
Can I also interrupt?
Go ahead, Joe.
We haven't heard from Stan nor Tammy, and we only have 18 minutes left.
But
Stan is still on. All you have to do is speak. But let me let Tammy back in, too. Stan, go ahead.
No, the problem, I'm listening to everybody has a great comment, but the thing is, we're coming to a point that we're saying that I am responsible for making you happy, I'm responsible for pleasing you, I'm responsible for making you feel special, I'm responsible for making you feel good, but it's your own responsibility to do those things. We've been led up to think as men that we have to take the responsibility, which means you own up to yourself. That's what the word responsibility. Responsibility does not mean own up to other people. That's the word responsibility. You are responsible of yourself. And we as men have failed miserably to tell women, you are responsible for your happiness. If you are not happy, don't blame it on men. Blame it on you.
Right,
Tammy,
I agree. I agree with Stan 100%. All I'm saying is that quality men have the ability to be nice and want to give. I'm not saying it's our that's a separate issue, and I agree with Stan there. I'm just saying we're magnanimous enough, and we have enough power to be generous, if you follow what I mean. I'm not saying it's that, because look, if a woman is entitled, I consider her a bitch, and not deserving of my largesse or generosity. However, in the normal circumstance of events, I'm saying a quality man and a quality woman, by the way, it's quid pro quo, it's mutual. They want to give to each other. So while I agree with Stan that it's not our obligation, excellent point, Stan, it is something that we like to do under altruism and philanthropy.
Because coming back to what you're saying, Mr. Solution, I feel too many men are trying to be nice to women who doesn't deserve to be nice to.
Precisely.
You know, too many
Precisely.
Men are saying, I'm going to please this woman. I'm going to, and it's the same like I kept on saying. If you do not stand for anything, if you do not stand for something, you will stand for nothing.
And let me just say this. Go ahead. I wanted to buttress what you were saying, but go ahead.
That means as men, if you do not stand for something, for me it's respect. I will not compromise that word. I will not compromise that for any woman in this world. If you disrespect me, you're gone. Some men don't have that. And if you do not have something you stand for, do not be surprised of the consequence of your life.
Right, right. And most women enjoy the drama and confusion of an encounter with a man as opposed to love and harmony. And so what
mm-hmm.
we're asking, and this
it,
is the
solutions. Preach it, brother.
well, the essence, thank you, the essence of this reality, if we get women to showing reciprocation, mutual interest in communicating, quid pro quo, then, of course, we can move from this reptilian behavior, this useless struggle, and we can move to the higher level. And I encourage you guys to look up that Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. That is very, very important. That's a good foundation from which we can launch. And if we're going to get to the self-actualization point as men and women, we're going to have to allow women to stop pursuing the lower level issues, i.e. chase me, playing the game, the swagger bullshit, and the other things that are absolutely meaningless, and that's my position.
So, how much of that is just being incompatible with a woman? If they're over here and they want to be wined and dined, and that's not what you want. If they are holding or yielding power over you, or they're being disrespectful, would you stay in that if you're just getting to know someone, or would you walk away?
No, but Tammy, that's the point. If the woman was open with her desire to communicate initially, we could arrive at that point almost instantly. But that's what women don't want. Women want to keep a man around that they're not interested in so she can get attention, i.e. the attention whore, and other benefits.
Right. But how long? Think about this. If you're dating someone, you're going on a first date, are you saying that you don't find out about this until you've put an investment in as far as your time and energy?
That's right. Generally, you don't.
You don't.
Really?
You don't.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Let me just make this point, if I may.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Generally, you don't. Like, I'm dating right now, and I admit I had not prioritized dating. Now I am. So what I do now is I invite a woman to a coffee shop. I don't pay for shit for her. Not that I can't, but I want to have a communication with her to deal with the very issues that you just raised, Tammy, that is substantive issues. Are we compatible? If we're not compatible, I don't want to waste a lot of time and resources on a
mm-hmm.
meaningless bitch.
Well, let
no.
me ask you this. If you're inviting a woman over to have coffee, are you explaining to her that you're going to be going, you're splitting the bill?
Well,
I'm
usually it's done by a third party. So, she can either find out there or she can find. But the point of it is, Tammy.
No.
Wait a minute. If she's
follow,
there for the.
I didn't follow what you just said.
Okay. It's usually arranged by a third party, which is actually better. It's called a referral. But the point of it is, when we meet, if she's not. Wait a minute. Let me just make this point, if I may.
If she's not interested
in getting to know me, I don't want to deal with anything else relative to her. I want her to be.
Why would you go through a third party when you're trying to get a woman to go out with you? I don't
understand.
That's
actually the best
way.
My point is,
this is the thing. If you guys are inviting a woman out to have lunch, and you do not want to pay her way, what I'm asking is, do you tell her, hey, you know what, do you want to go Dutch? Do you want to, or, you know, how does that play out?
Tammy, let me answer this. She should not have the entitlement attitude that she deserves anything. And by the way, women should be asking men out, too. That would balance that equation and answer that question affirmatively that you're asking.
There's a reason why I asked that. And the
sure.
thing is, you know, lots of people don't know how to communicate. And I think you guys can, you know, just from listening to you guys, you're saying that there's lots of women out there that are not communicating.
Right,
now,
exactly.
What I'm curious about is, even if some of you guys, but if there is the I should not pay, I don't want to pay, and there is the existence of poor communication, is it really that hard to have a conversation with someone when you're going out and talking about splitting it? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, Tammy, you're mischaracterizing, if I may, so if someone else wants to answer, they can, but I can answer this.
Let me try this. Tammy, the problem is, and I think we could all agree as men, is what makes you think as a woman that just because I'm asking you out that I need to pay for your dinner? That's the whole thing that I don't understand. If I'm asking out, first of all, as a man, if anybody's asking me out for anything, I don't think as a man, that person's going to pay my bill.
I will never take that.
I don't care if it's a friend. I don't care if it's a girl. I don't care if it's a, I will pay.
Hey, this is K Dizzle, the Elixir of Love. See, I kind of have kind of like a little issue with that. I kind of agree with the lady, only because, see, again, like I was talking about these bitch-made men and these insecure individuals, and I understand this whole thing about women and their sense of entitlement, but I wouldn't even ask the chick to go meet me for coffee if I can't pay for a cup of coffee. That's first of all. That's just on me. Just like, you know, I have problems with business people. Same thing with meetings. You know, it's like if I invite you out for a business meeting, if I invite you, I don't expect you to pay for lunch if I'm calling the meeting. Some things just go without being said. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. But the problem is that no women rarely ask men out. That's number one. Number two.
Well, you're right. I agree.
Let's get to answering Tammy's question.
Hold on. One at a time.
A beautiful woman will rarely ask a man out. Number two, if you go to any restaurant, any place, the guy is expected to pay the bill. The guy doesn't want to feel like a chump. The guy doesn't want to feel used. The guy doesn't want to feel like this girl is basically taking me for my money and
Well, now, sometimes, gentlemen, that comes back to, and I want to put this in here for a moment, because in my course of my life, quite a few women have paid for my lunch, and I have been invited out to go out on numerous occasions, but everybody does not have that same experience.
Yeah.
And I get what the gentleman is saying about, you know, pay your way. But communication, which is the most wondrous thing that we as men and women have, if we're going out for a cup of coffee, if we're going out for lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever it is, and we're going to go Dutch, as you all said earlier, that should be communicated, up front. Because I don't know you.
If the woman doesn't want to go for that,
then you don't even waste your time.
Let me ask a question. Are we assuming that a woman can't pay for a cup of coffee that she consumes?
What Tony just finished saying, which I agree with, is because we know what the mores are in our society. Women expect to be taken out because 99.9% of women are taught that, and men are taught the same thing. what we should communicate up front.
You're not a gentleman if you don't do certain things. You're not a gentleman if you don't adhere to certain behavior. That's what society says.
Both of guys don't want
to. We want to veer away from that. We have to communicate up front what we want so that there won't be any miscommunication.
We're setting up some ground rules for a day.
There you go.
But bringing up. And honestly, I mean, look, when Joe asked me out that first time, okay, first thing I told him was. Okay, so
real or imagined? Is this real or imagined?
Yeah, we've known
is this real or imagined?
But
hold
the thing
on.
Is,
everything
you know,
that we real that we imagine is real.
If you're going and dating women, and other women are dating as well, they are the type of individuals who do expect you to pay when you're going out on a date. Then, when you bring up going out for coffee and saying, "And we can go Dutch, we can split it," then that
there
woman who is used to having you guys pay for her meal, she won't even show up. Why would she? If she's accustomed to getting paid, then she's going to move on to someone else. And it actually would save you time and not having to go through a date with a woman who clearly this is something that kind of is a warning sign, right?
What's wrong with her learning? What's wrong with her learning something different?
Good point, though.
Hold on. I want to speak for myself for just a moment. One of the things that I've been blessed with in my life is if I want you to pay for dinner, I'm just going to tell you. I'm not going to imply about Dutch. I'll pay or you pay because I believe in giving and receiving. I have no problem asking a woman, are you paying for dinner? Now, most men would probably have an issue with that. I don't, but hold on. We got a few other people that want to join the conversation. 111, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Hi, caller.
Francesca here. Okay, listen, Tony, I have to tell you, I pick up the check and I buy gifts and everything, but they want to be in a relationship with me,
right.
And I don't want to be in a relationship with them. So, see, sometimes a woman can be very, very generous, but she just may not be that interested in you. She may be just trying to figure out your aura.
Well, why are you giving some tips to somebody you don't want to be with?
She's trying to get a feel of your aura. How does she know if she wants to be with you if she just met you? Guys are too emotional. They assume that after a few days, oh, you're my woman, and where have you been, and let me smell your pussy. I mean, leave me the fuck alone.
I just want to know how many days did it take before you started being very generous with them.
We're talking about first dates.
From the very beginning, if you invite me or your card or account number. I don't mind to pay for your coffee.
If you don't have a
you know,
card,
I don't mind
to
take you. I want to go shopping. I love to spoil it. But I don't love a man as soon as I meet him. I have to keep it up. Next thing you know, there's a guy in the bushes telling me that what I have for dinner today. And, you know, it happens. It happens to people.
Hey, let me make this clear. We're talking about first dates. We're talking about first dates. When you're getting to know the person, that's very important to keep in mind.
Yes,
Daddy. Yes, that's fine.
Now, hold on. We got another person trying to join the conversation.
I just want to get his call in my shirt and my pants size.
Mm-hmm. How long do we have? Is anybody keeping track of time?
How much more time do we have?
I extended the show. We got 30 more minutes. 443, area code. Welcome to the
show.
Thank
you.
443, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here. Hello.
Go ahead.
I want to comment about the first date.
Okay.
The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Why should a woman pay first of all, if they are asked for a date? And I'm the type of person, I don't mind paying for my own, but if I pay for yours the first time, you shouldn't mind paying for the dinner the next time, if there is a next time.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're right. And what we're not talking about is a woman have to do anything the first time. Basically, we're talking about equality and the sense of entitlement
that sometimes women put out there, just because she's doing something with a man, the man have to be the one to do anything first. Who said anybody have to do anything first? Anyone that's in a position to feel the need can do it. I mean, who says anybody have to pay for anybody first?
Well,
who wrote that rule?
Okay, let me, to go to Tammy's question and to go to the woman who just called in, I think if a person on the first date is asking another person out because, and in order not to have confusion, okay, you shouldn't have to really try to get into negotiations about who's paying. But at the same time, I'm agreeing with Rich. I am not taking a chick out to a five-star restaurant. I am taking a chick out, and I will, and I don't mind paying on the first date for a very inexpensive date, but it's not going to be a five-star restaurant. And then we can set some ground rules. Okay, because I don't want to have to get into negotiations with women about who's going to pay. Well, I asked you out, yeah, but I think we should go Dutch. That's kind of confusing, and I think that it goes against the grain. We men don't mind doing anything for women as long as we're appreciated for it. So if it's going to cost me $5 in order to find out whether or not this woman is worthy of me, then I don't mind paying the $5. But then on the second date and third date, we're setting the ground rules. And believe me, by the time the second or third date, before the second or third date comes along, I'm going to know what your psyche is, your mindset, and what your feelings are about men, male-female relationships.
Well, look now, here. I want to jump in and answer this, too. Say when.
Go right ahead, Mr. Solution.
Okay, what I think should happen, and this is a very good conversation. This is a seminal and a pivotal foundational conversation. We don't have a model in our new era of equality for dating. Let's acknowledge that. We're all over the damn
That's
road.
True.
So what I – thank you. So what I have suggested – is to keep the peace, is to get venues or recommend venues that cost little to nothing, and also to have women enter into the necessary communication as a priority interest. In other words, women now should be initiating what I call introductory conversation. They should be saying to men, hey. Let's. How about meeting me at happy hour? How about meeting me at the park? How about meeting me at the walking track? How about meeting me at the coffee shop? So, in other words, most of those venues cost little or nothing. And so, if we're interested in really having communication with each other, and we're not just bullshitting, then we have no problem getting to know each other's higher self. And the way you do that is, like Joe alluded to, is having that necessary communication. So if a woman wants to get to know me, and that's what I want her to get to know, I don't want her to get to know my pocketbook. I want her to get to know me. And most dates are one and done. And as a result of that, women end up scheming, scamming, and flim-flamming men for first dates to the order of the woman in New York who had a spreadsheet of men that she was she was subsidizing her meals to the tune of $1,200 a month. Now, most women don't do it to that degree, but a woman should not feel entitled to a strange man's money. End of issue.
So, and we have a new caller, and we have
Tammy.
Who are you? A woman that has a spreadsheet? Is that what you said?
I want to step into that.
Yeah, I looked it up, Sammy. He's right.
Okay.
She was keeping track.
Hello?
Yes,
hold
Tammy.
On. 443, we're going to let you back in a moment. Hold on. I want to also state it, because Mr. Solutions presented a very valid point. And the basis for what he's saying, when he was saying earlier that there is no model, is also this point. A lot of this comes back to men not staying in their lane. And over the decades, because this has taken time, over the decades, we have allowed a certain trend of thought to grow and become a pandemic now, where it is everywhere. A lot of you gentlemen perpetrate, going back to K. Diddy, Mr. Perpetrator, you want to take her to a five-star restaurant and pretend as though you can afford it while in truth and in fact.
Hey, hey, no, dude, you didn't barge your neighbor's Mercedes. No, that ain't your car.
There you go. Knowing that it's not your car, you have taken her to Wolfgang Puck, when in case and in fact you should have went to Outback, Denny's.
Well, it has a lot to do with the woman that you're picking, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, as far as where you take them. No, it's the man. We talking about the man now. If a woman is all that in a bag of chips, we not hating on her. We hating on partner because he don't know how to stay in his lane. Some things you just can't have. Some things you just gotta want till you can have.
Oh, and by the way, what we are defining modern day dating as is legalized prostitution. If you look at the essence of what we are really talking about, and I'm just not talking about looking at it superficially, if a man is being required to pay for a woman or to pay to get her to show favoritism toward her, what we're really talking about is legalized prostitution. Make no mistake about it.
A guy who pays to get a woman to pay attention to him, for the most part.
But in some way, shape, or form, we pay for it. Any way you look at it, any way you want to cut it, whether you get married, if
we go by y'all train of thought, I'll never be able to take nobody to Taco Bell again.
Yeah, but Rich is right. If there is a woman over in New York,
maybe she would be picking particular men.
Well,
absolutely.
Pro at it. I mean, think about that. Someone's a pro at it. They're probably able to pick the guy who's got the Beamer, pick the guy who's wearing the gold jewelry, pick the guy that is going to take her out to, a five-star restaurant, or that she feels that she could be able to get money out of him. It's basically, people that go to garage sales, if they're over there wearing flashy clothes and jewelry, they're not going to get a sale. But if they dress down like a bum, then, you get a good deal. So in some ways, it's kind of that.
But we have to acknowledge.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but what I'm saying is that, there's probably women that are picking, that are selective that way. And again, a lot of what you guys are saying comes down to, just kind of a process of elimination, just going through the dating. And the dating sucks. I mean, it's a lot easier.
Well, actually, dating is that girl on?
Yeah, she's still on the 443. Which one? There are a couple girls
443.
On. 443 is on, and the Jamaican lady is on, too. Which one?
Both of them.
They're all on here.
Okay. Because they're not piping in. All right.
Dating serves a very important purpose. Now, let me just be clear about me, as hopefully I am. I have no problem paying for a date. But I want to pay for a date for a woman that's meaningful to me. I don't want to pay for a fly-by-night floozy or a woman who is just out to pilfer and purloin and to satisfy... Wait a minute. Let me finish this thought. And to satisfy her attention whore status. I am not into financing that. But other than that, I don't mind taking a woman to a five-star restaurant. But I and if a woman wants to take me to a five-star restaurant, I will only allow it if I am interested enough in that woman to reciprocate. That's the only way I will allow her to take me to a five-star restaurant.
Okay. Really?
Oh. That kind of
Jamaica
seems like
lady.
You're lucky.
Yeah, we have the women.
Jamaica lady, what are you saying, Jamaica lady?
Well, unless you live under a rock, most of us are single, and there's a reason for that. So you're not going to get away with these little snide remarks.
Let the lady speak.
I don't know. I'm going to get that steak because no telling when I might get another. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jamaica lady, where are you?
I'm here. No, I was laughing because he said he would allow,
yeah.
And it really sounds like he's very insecure. I know a lot of women, I can tell that you're certainly a victim of pussy, and you don't have to lash out as much as you do, because we are gifted. But at the end of the day, maybe you was once upon a time doormat Danny, who knows? And it's the solutions you have. Very valid points, because a lot of us do run over guys like you, because I can tell that you're a crier and I don't like fire.
Wait, you're being a jerk now. You're being a jerk now. You're not a psychiatrist. You're not a psychologist. Just speak your point.
There you go. You're lashing out again. Now you're calling names, and you love to do that. And it's okay.
You never called anybody any names. He didn't lash out. He presented his point of view.
He said jerk. Jerk is a name.
To you,
jerk.
Now.
They have jerk again here. Jerk,
to now.
Jerk. Oh, no
now.
Jerk.
Now he did it. But you called him a crier. You called him a whiner.
Crier. That's just
a stupid
thing, like a crier to me.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Oh.
But why are you calling him a crier?
And you're insecure.
The lady that's talking right now, I want to ask her a question. Why are you calling him a crier? Because he's making valid points. Why is he a crier?
Yeah.
He's too emotional. He's just too emotionally attached to his repressed pain.
You're not answering the question.
He has with women. You can tell he's too emotionally attached with the repressed emotions that he's had with women in his experiences.
Okay, can you understand as a woman that as men, we...
A woman doesn't want all of the baggage, just like a guy. A guy doesn't like a woman with baggage. We don't like guys with baggage, too.
Miss, he's asking you a question.
Okay.
Can't understand normal thinking. Can't understand normal thinking.
Mr. Solution, listen to me.
You can sit and read from your computer all day, but you have a lot of emotional baggage. You're very insecure, and I think you should look in the mirror sometimes, like Michael Jackson said. You should look in the mirror at yourself first.
Wait a minute. She can't understand normal thinking. That's what she is. She can't understand normal thinking.
Let me ask her something. What did he say that's any really different than what I said or what anybody else here said?
Exactly.
Period. I'm going all the way back to the time when he was saying referrals and third party. Everything always. Sometimes that is his methodology. Hold on. He lashes out about women frequently.
She can't.
Hold on. We're all screaming over each other, so we gotta hold on for one moment. Just hold on.
He hates his mother.
We're gonna have a woosah moment now. I have another person that's trying to join the conversation right now and get a laugh start in.
Hey,
Mr. Hollywood, I saw you bleep on the radar again. What did you want to say, sir?
Yeah, I want to have my closing statement. Steve Hollywood, great show today, Big Tony, and both female and male, you've got some great point of views. I'm on both sides. I'm listening to both sides. Great name show today, The Vagina Power. It is true. I mean, men are always going to be men. Women are always going to be women. You know, if you ask a girl out, you know, at least to get to know them on the first date, it's the guy's decision if he wants to spend the money. Some guys are more just, you know, they don't give a shit. They'll have the money to blow on these girls, you know, and whoever was on earlier made a great point. I don't know whether it was, I forget your name, but, you know, they want to get that emotional connection immediately besides the pussy. You know, they want a companion, and you're absolutely right. And I understand on some of the female side, too, if the guy invites a girl out for coffee and he's too cheap to buy a cup of coffee, then she wants nothing to do with them. Totally agree with you, girl. I got to give it to you on that. But I got to say one thing. Thanks for the time today. Tony, I thank you for the opportunity of being on your show today. I want to leave everybody with one great statement. I hear there's a new dildo on the market for women. It just came out today. And it's a hybrid. It runs on bitterness and ethanol. You guys have a great day and a great show. Bye-bye.
Oh, a parting shout-out to folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to scream over each other. We're going to finish the conversation. Tammy, are you there? Did you have something you wanted to say?
Oh, are we doing closing statements?
No.
Well, you can, not really, but he was getting off the show. But you can say something if you want to say it, your own.
Okay, so I think that, you know, just for me, when I hear a guy that's talking about, you know, women that do this and all that, I know that it's just kind of like a broad generalization, right? But it seems to me that when you're going out on a date, you need to be willing to give up what you're willing to lose. Yeah. I don't think when you're going out for those initial dates that it should be a quid pro quo. I think it should be, it is what it is. Now, you get going on a six-month date with a woman or a man, and they're sucking you dry, get the fuck out.
Yeah. That's true. Absolutely.
And I agree with you, but don't you think that, but as a man, we have to put that center from the beginning, because some women will be great women, will be like you, but some women will play you. Some guys play from the beginning, and the woman is playing the guy left and right, and the guys think, oh, I'm in love. No, you're getting played.
But this is Kay Dizzle. My thought on that is, man, a man don't have to do nothing but be a man. You know what I'm saying? If we stop that old shit, man, and just stand up and get in touch with who we are and be in the lane we supposed to be in, you really ain't got to tell no woman nothing, because a woman going to recognize.
That's right.
A woman is going to recognize. First off, a woman is going to recognize. So we need to stop that old portraying and quit being that perpetrator man.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? And quit that old shit. And see, that's the problem now. We keep wanting to put this shit on the females for doing this and doing that, but they couldn't do a damn thing if we didn't allow it.
I agree with you what you're saying. I'm just saying men have to man up and have a certain thing that they stand for, and don't let any woman put you down with that. And some men don't. Some men will say yes.
Yeah.
No, they don't. But that's their fault. That's what we're speaking on. That's their fault. All we can do is keep doing like we're doing now. Steel sharpen steel, and men sharpen men. All we can do, but we cannot continue to blame the females for doing what they do.
No, I agree with you.
There's one thing.
Go ahead, Joe.
We've only got a few minutes. Can anybody have a show? Can anybody open up a show within the next 15 minutes and invite us to come over so we can continue this? Because Diddy and Tony, they're going to have to get off and they're going to have to do their thing. Oh. And then this conversation is going to go into the ether. And it's going to be, you know, I'd rather continue it because there are some issues which haven't been truly addressed. Can anybody open up a show? Because I know Rich, Stan, and myself don't have shows. Tammy, you have, I don't know if you, you have a show. Can you open it up?
No, I canceled it.
No, you did. All right. Can any of the two ladies that are on the line, do you two have shows?
Don't worry, Joe. I got you. Give me a minute.
What is it, tomorrow?
Anytime, because the thing about dating is very important, because the thing that you... Okay, I hear you, Tony. Thanks. The thing is that you brought up a good point. We can talk about what we're going to do, but in today's world, like Rich was saying, there isn't a model. So if we go up to a woman that we're interested in, let's say, for example, if I had approached you without knowing you, Tony, I mean, Tammy, if I had approached you and I wanted to take you out, I would... Me, as a man, I don't like paying, but on the first date, I would feel like I would pay. But if you were accustomed to guys, before you got to know me, who were taking you out to, let's say, $40-$50 a meal, right? $40-$50 worth of just a single meal for yourself. And I said to you, I'd like to get to know you, but I'd like to take you to a coffee shop. You might say no, but if you've gotten to know me, then you might say yes, and then we can lay some ground rules. Those are real issues that we should discuss as men. What do we as men who don't like to pay, don't like to be taken advantage of, how do we make sure that we're not, and how do we meet the person that we want to meet? And that's not, you know, but since Tony's going to extend the show, we might be able to answer that. We've got
Joe, I don't know what's happening. You're fading in and out, Joe. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Some reason, you're not coming through clear. Kay Diddy, say something.
Yeah, I'm here.
I think
okay,
Joe officially
Diddy,
lost me out.
Yeah, I think Joe, you faded out. I extended the show another 30 minutes so we can get in depth since Joe wants to get in depth. We're gonna keep rolling with the show. It seems like we've touched a couple nerves today.
Could I add to what Joe said on
yes,
that?
Yes, go right ahead. No,
Joe,
no right
actually,
ahead, Kim.
I think you said it spot on. I'd like to get to know you. How about coffee? Now, coffee is a very low investment, and you know, you're not going to be wasting a lot of money. She's not going to be wasting a lot of money. And you can feel them out during the conversation. For me personally, if you were going to bring that up, first off, I bring my own money. I always do. Now, some girls aren't. And so you kind of have to play it out before you even get to the restaurant or the coffee house.
And that's what I do when I get a girl's number. I talk to her on the phone, and I find out from her whether or not she's worthy of me. But the problem is that, as Rich is always talking about, is that what do men and women do on the first date, and the women should initiate. Now, he and I are going to disagree about the women should initiate thing, and that's another thing we can get into. It would be great if women did initiate, but that means giving up their power. I'm not going to hold my breath for them to do that.
Yeah.
The thing is that if you meet a woman for the first time, let's say you meet her at a convention, right? And
oh,
she
yeah.
knows there are a lot of guys around who are well-to-do, who are making good money, and then she's also being accustomed to going out with these kind of guys. For her, it's a put-down, and it's a come-down. If some guy who is dressed nicely, has a good job, says, you know what, you're cute, I like you, I like the way that you present yourself, let's go to Burger King. She's not going to accept. Why? Because
yeah.
he's used to being taken out by other guys. Is that selfish?
No.
To a degree. But is the guy being an asshole? No. He's trying to find out how he's going to be in tune with this woman. So that's the problem. How do men who don't want to be taken advantage of, even though, okay, we want to meet you, how do we do it that's acceptable to both of us? I think that's a good question that women, since they're on the line today, they can answer.
Don't invite someone to Burger King, okay? Don't invite a girl to Burger King. Coffee's different. Yeah. Now, if this is someone you've got a bit of a friendship, right? Maybe
If I have a bit of a friendship, the girl's going to go with me wherever I want. The thing is that if I meet a girl, she doesn't know me. She's only evaluating me by my personality, my background, my job, my money, my status, the normal superficial shit, okay?
Yeah.
I want to get away from that. But, Tony, were you saying something? And then I was
going to address that by saying one of the first bits of advice I would like to put out there for any gentleman listening who, you don't want to get taken advantage of. You've been taken advantage of in the past. It is, don't go for the high and the premium. Go for the simple. Go for the normal. Because if you are a normal guy, you want to be with a woman who is normal. Because if you're a normal guy trying to get with a high-end woman, and you can't knock her hustle, this is what she's accustomed to.
Yeah.
Present yourself for who and what you are and be like, coffee is a good starting ground.
What you trying to say, man? Everybody can't put 91 in their car?
Wait. This is Mr. Lucian. Let me address what you're saying. When you finish, I want to address what you're saying because you're making a fatal error in the statement that you're making, and I want to address that. Go ahead.
Okay. And staying in your lane is a very simple premise.
I disagree with what you just said for the following reason, and this is the reason it's so important that we communicate. Most women are not on the same level with men. Women don't have the same social responsibility. Her particular position in society is all false. It's all based on perception and a false premise. Number one, she even though she has equal rights, the right to vote and this kind of thing, she has no responsibility to protect her country, i.e. register for the Selective Service. And these are things, usually we're ignorant of them, they intercede into our personal lives in terms of perceptions and the blockage of communication. The fact that women have all the rights to reproduction means that women can be super irresponsible, and the system will back her up legally. So this notion of women being high profile is basically bullshit. And due to the fact that a woman does not have to communicate, we give her a pass on communication. That's also bullshit, and it has to stop. And let me be very candid with you. We're not getting anywhere trying to follow these old, outdated rules. What has happened is we've given women all the power, and we've taken all the power away from men. A woman can veto anything a man says or does. That's the reason they can't relate. You have created the super narcissistic woman, okay? And that's the reason nothing can work. And even if you're a man who thinks that you have control over a woman, she can take your ass to court and ream your ass.
And let me try to
take
that.
Now, hold on. Let me bring it to the court on that. Hold on. Joe.
Yeah.
You want to jump on that? Go ahead, Joe. Then
yeah,
I wanted to
combine what both of you were saying, because I – in a way, because you were saying stay in your own lane. But suppose I'm a doctor or let's say I was a psychiatrist, right?
Yes.
And I'm making a lot of money. And I met a chick at a psychiatric convention. She's
yes.
going to think that I'm going to have to take her out. And Rich, again, is right, because women have this type of, you know, entitlement attitude, and they have the no responsibilities, et cetera. So she's going to think, and you're saying, Tony, I should stay in my own lane because I can afford it. You know, or let's say what you were referring to, I believe, what you were alluding to is that let's say a man is he's only making $50,000 a year. Why should he approach a woman who's making $100,000 a year? And this is how it ties into Rich, because a man is a man. If he's making $10 a year, he is still worth more to by contributing to society than most women are. And why should he stay in his own lane? Why
All
should
right,
he
and
feel
I will,
intimidated? Okay, let me.
Now,
okay.
The intimidation is not what I'm looking for. And first of all, in generality, as Mr. Solutions has spoken, yes, I agree with pretty much everything he's saying, except you cannot cast the net that wide and throw everybody in there just the way every man is not the same. Every woman is not the same. You have women out there who are full of themselves. I completely agree. They think that their shit don't stink, and they have been put on this false pedestal by the conduct of men. At the same time, their women, even though they can't serve and defend the country, all the wonderful things that Mr. Solutions just said, nonetheless, she has earned her place in this society by going to get her doctorate and master's and all these things. And if you present yourself, even if you are $10,000 a year, earner, and she's a $100,000 a year earner, she's already used to hearing brothers talking about Wolfgang Puck. Why do you think rich women end up with gardeners and shit and all that talk? Because he presented himself for who and what he is. He didn't belittle himself. He stayed in his lane. He's like, look, I can't take you to Wolfgang Puck, but I can invite you out for a cup of coffee and get to know you, because I think you would enjoy my companionship, and I think you would enjoy mine. We have
Tony, the two that you just made, and this is a beautiful conversation, are incomparable. You can't compare a man having to sacrifice all men, every man, even men who are mentally and physically disabled, have to register for the Selective Service. Or they are denied student loans. A lot of people are ignorant of that. Okay, a woman going and getting a degree, she's doing that for her personal consumption. Okay, a man having to register for the Selective Service, if there is a draft, has to give up his life and limb for the benefit of others. So there's no comparison to the responsibility that men have and the responsibility that women have. And I'm just making that lucid.
And there's another thing, Tony. A gardener, let's say he's a gardener, after having been in the Vietnam War, after having perhaps gotten a degree or perhaps not having enough money to get his degree, he's a gardener. We are the protectors. We are the providers. We have put our lives on the line, and it doesn't matter. If we're good men and she is a very good-looking woman, okay? And if she's making $100,000, and we can, let's say, if we were parents, we could be better fathers than she would be a potential mother. We would contribute more to society than she would. She can have her, yeah, she can have her degree, okay? So that means she has textbook smarts. But is she a responsible human being? But at the same time, like Rich was saying, she does have the veto power. That gardener you're talking about can be three times worth more than the woman in terms of psychological stability, emotional stability, intelligence. But that woman will not deem him worthy. That's the point I'm getting at. She's not going to go out with the gardener. But the gardener, let's say he was making $100,000, he wouldn't mind taking out
Some women fall into that category. Absolutely. I agree with you. Some or most women, but there are still some, a small minority of women that would give that gardener a chance.
Okay, well, what we need to do, Tony, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but let me know, and then I want to contribute after you finish.
Absolutely. The only point that I was trying to make is when we speak in generalities, it's just like a woman who would come on this show and say, all men ain't shit. And we would jump all over that like, no, the type of man you date ain't shit. We have to be careful when we speak in generalities because we all don't conform to the same principles all the time. There are exceptions to the rule at times, and though we all have valid points, nonetheless, it still can't mean we just lump everybody to say, well, you know, all women conduct themselves like this. Some men have never experienced a certain kind of woman. Like I said earlier when I spoke up, and I said, many times I've told women, you have to pay for dinner. And most of the women that I've spoken to have been had no problem paying for dinner. While some of them were highly offended that I, a man, would even go out my way to suggest that you pay for dinner. And that is one of the testing factors. A lot of times when I've done it, it's not that I can't afford to pay for dinner. I can afford to pay for dinner, but I'm testing her to see her response because I want to quickly eliminate her from this conversation. If you're offended by me simply saying you pay for dinner, that doesn't mean we never, ever have to speak again in life. Mm-hmm. Because you have a sense of entitlement. So I put it out there to see her response. Mr. Solution?
Yeah, thank you. Look, in most situations, and I stand back, I listen to a lot of shows. I call in on a number of shows, quality shows, but I listen to even more. And what I understand in most shows, and I'd like to get you guys to weigh in on this, most shows, when we talk about male and female relationship, all we're talking about are things that benefit the woman. We're not because men usually don't step up and say, this is what we want in a woman, this is what we want from a compatible partner in a relationship. So what happens is you end up with a huge skewing. And the lady earlier, my being upfront and straightforward does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's to flush out this selfish jerk in a woman. So I know I don't want to deal with this woman because what happens often is we put up these facades and we end up getting what one author called it, doing the octopus tango, I believe, where you get your suckers stuck together. And you end up in a difficult situation with a person you never should be with in the first place. If I can't have a spiritual conversation with a woman, spirit means truth. Spirit equals truth. And I'm speaking in specificity. And so the thing of it is, if you can't have a truthful conversation with a woman at the beginning, And if she feels entitled to your resources before she even gets to know you, that woman is trouble. So you want to flush that out early on. That's the purpose of having these kind of conversations. And if a woman can't pay for a cup of coffee, now the way I do it very tactfully. Tom Likas used to talk about a guy eating because these are huge issues. He would encourage guys to eat before they went on a date and then purchase a salad. And his discussion for paying for a date Zero is optimum, but never spend more than $40 on a date. And so my position is when I go out with a woman, and usually it's arranged by a third party, I meet her at a coffee shop. Now, I arrive early because I want to check out everything anyway. So I'm already there when she gets there. So when she arrives, I greet her graciously, salutation, and just direct her to the counter. I'm not saying I won't pay for your coffee. It's not even necessary for me to pay that. I say that. I already have my coffee. Okay. So all she has to do is go up there and purchase hers. Now, the purpose of my meeting her is to test her soul, to see what kind of person she is vis-a-vis conversation. And most of my dates last between 2 and 3 hours, by the way.
After your salutation, I just want to inject something real quick. After your salutation, sure. And she's sitting there, you don't ask her, does she care for anything, or you just let her sit there till she decides she want to go get some coffee?
Well, if I get up and get some water, but look, she has her legs. I can see that. If she wants anything, she can get up and get it. That's what she did before she met me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I was just asking the question because usually, I mean, that's just kind of like the vibe. If you meet somebody and you're already sitting and you're already there and you already have your coffee, you know, once she's seated, I mean, most of the time a lady's just going to sit there for a little while, so... How long do you sit there before you offer her a glass of water or you don't never say nothing to that effect?
No. She picks up her coffee when I already have mine. Remember, I don't know if you heard what I said.
No,
I'm there already.
You are already there. You are already there.
Yeah, and I have mine. And all she has to do is go up there and get hers. But look here, this is the other part of it. A better date is, and this was a study done by, I believe, the University of Michigan that talked about walking in the park. That's a better date. Your brain actually grows in the park as a result of the oxygenated air and the serene environment. So a better place than a coffee shop, if the weather and daylight permitting, is a park where there's free parking. See, because my whole point, if a woman wants money, just let her write her figure and say, this is how much I need for you to give me in order to purchase me. And then I can go ahead and make my decision. But if she wants to get to know me, my personality is interesting enough alone. And that's what I want to see if she's interested in. If she's interested in the bare me, vis-a-vis conversation. You follow me?
Yes, sir. You got the floor, and see, that is very good advice.
I have to agree, Mr. Solution. I have to agree. If every man had that thing of saying, "I want the woman to like me for me," men would basically put that standard and say, "You know what? I'm not going to accept you disrespecting me. I'm not going to accept you walking all over me. I'm not going to accept you having the entire thing." And men would be a lot more happier.
And that's right. And conversely, let me just say the converse, and maybe this need not be said, but I'll say it anyway. I could buy any woman I wanted. I know how – you hear me sitting here talking to you. I know how to play games and kiss a woman's ass and euchre and hoodwink her and motivate her to do things that she wouldn't even want to do. But I don't want that. It's just like the love of God. God wants to woo you to him for who he is, understanding his essence. And if a woman is not excited with me and my personality, let her move it to someone else.
Yes, sir. And that's real talk right there. That is absolute real talk, Mr. Solutions, just put out there. Because at the end of the day, for all you fellas, we're going to check the archives out. And for all you bloggers and emailers and stuff, that is the first rule of thumb in your engagement with the opposite sex. You always want yourself to be known and accepted for who you are, because you don't want to come in disguise, because then you're going to have to live up to this character that you've created, or you're going to have to live up to the character that you have allowed to come into your world. And you knew It's sort of like a gold digger. I tell people all the time, I respect gold diggers and hoes who present themselves from the jump.
From the start, yeah.
Let me just say this. Women ask me all the time. I am a likable guy, by the way. Women ask me all the time. They say, well, once they find out I'm a relationship troubleshooter, they'll say, well, why don't men keep doing what they did when they first met me? I say, you want the answer to that? They say, well, yeah. I say, because it was false. That was never them in the first place. You forced them to do things that were not consistent with who they were and what they liked to do. You are the agent of your own deception. If you were open and honest, there's a brother who talks about this, Alan Roger Curry. He talks about being upfront and straightforward. Because women will always talk about, well, men lie to me. And then when Alan tells them exactly what he wants, they can't handle the truth. So what we've got to do, I understand there are only a few women that are relationship material. That is to be girlfriends or wives. Now, they love, like that woman earlier, they love to get on and complain and try to psychoanalyze. And by the way, I don't believe that she bought a guy anything. I think that was all fluff and bullshit. But the point is this, is that we should be who we are and not have to be fake with each other. Women actually encourage men to be fake and false with them. That's the reason so many men lie to women, is because the lie appeals to the emotion. The truth appeals to the intellect.
And are the guys women still on, Tony?
Say that again?
Are the women still on?
I think Tammy is there, and I don't know. They should be on. I see a couple of the numbers, but, you know, there's a lot of 111s, and I don't know which one is which, but I assume that they're still all on.
Oh, Tammy, all right. I don't know if you put them in yet, but can I interrupt, and can you put them on so that they can respond to what Rich is saying and Stan is saying, or what I'm saying, what you're saying, what Diddy's saying?
I never cut them off. They're
oh, you did?
Right
okay. Because I haven't heard from Tammy or the other two.
Hold on. Tammy, are you there?
Well, she may have gotten a sandwich. If their lines are still on, then okay. Maybe they'll come back. Cause,
Oh, hello?
Oh. Yes.
Hey, Tam.
Hey, I need to get going, but sorry, I had something going on here, but I'll call in another time.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to have you.
It was a good show, and one last thing. Joe, you should call in. You know where I am. You should call in on Monday, okay?
Monday?
Yeah, it's cool. It's all cool.
Okay.
So call in. Okay.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, if guys really want to be good with women, learn to be like Satan and Dracula.
Oh, this should be good. And why do you say that, Mr. Solutions? Why should we be like Satan and Dracula?
Well, look at it. Satan, see, because these guys, well, what did Satan do to Eve? He lied to her. Eve was stupid. She didn't check it out. Trust but verify. So women love the emotionalism, and it's our fault. We guys have created monsters of human beings in women by allowing women, especially American women, to become these privileged bitches. That America is a training ground, proving ground for bitches. And guys sit back and they're backed in a corner talking about, well, women, there are good women. There are very few good women. And let me tell you something. If you think women are so good, start introducing them to quality guys. That will get you involved, and you'll actually see. But if guys really want to be good with women, I mean manipulating them, screwing them, and that sort of thing, just become Dracula and Satan. No women resist those two beings.
And as a side note, did you know that Dracula, Bela Lugosi, when he came out with a Dracula characterization in 1931, he received more fan mail that year than Clark Gable.
Because the women were attracted to the Dracula.
To the Dracula type of persona. The liar, the manipulator, the mysterious person, the one in power. You know, but what happens to the guy who doesn't want to manipulate, like Rich is always talking about? What about the guy who just wants to be nice? What about the guy that you're talking about, Tony, the authentic person? What about the guy that Stan's talking about all the time, the one who wants, who has self-respect? What about
unfortunately,
let me just say this, if you don't mind, because the character, and I like to do, I like to correlate things. If you look at Dracula and Satan, even though they can get any women they want, what is the one true thing about both of them?
They always destroy.
They don't give a shit about the woman.
Mm-hmm.
They want her blood, they want her life, but they don't give a shit about her. You follow me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And going back to what Joe was saying about what about the guy who just wants to be his authentic self, the unfortunate reality of this life that we're living is this. In order to get in where you fit in, you've got to know the rules to the game that you're playing. The unfortunate reality is you can present your authentic self, but at the same time, you have to present it to a woman who is deserving, because a lot of times Mr. Nice Guy is always attracted to the woman who is less than. And you end up in situations where you're like, why am I the nice guy coming last? It is because you were attracted to somebody who was not deserving of what you were bringing to the table. And that is the truth. That's something that a lot of brothers have not been taught. And you need to understand that when you're a good person and you are bringing good things to the table, and you know you're a good man, a good human being, you should not be giving it to the hood rat Shaniqua, who don't appreciate you for who
is that,
what
Tony?
You have to offer. Yes, this is
Tony. Is it Tony?
Yes.
Tony, if between 80 and 90% of women don't make good girlfriend or good wife material, that means the women that most men meet from a mathematical or arithmetic perspective, that means virtually 100% of the women that most men meet are not going to be relationship material.
And here's another thing, Tony, what you're talking about, and I think it's like 90, to me, 90, over 95% of the women are not good relationship worthy. Here's another thing, Tony, about being authentic. Here's the bottom line. Even if the woman knows that you're an authentic, good, caring man who would never cheat on her, who would always make, and like Stan was talking about all the time now, he's talking about the responsibility should be to make, you know, your girlfriend feel important, but not that, you know, not to make her spiritually happy. That's her business. You're the type of guy and you are recognized by a woman who's making, let me just put out the $100,000 a year and his status filled, and she knows that you're an authentic guy who could make her happy, but you're not making up to her status, she will not be. She might be interested, but she won't be interested enough to think of you as her boyfriend, because she is more interested in the superficial than the authenticity.
Yeah.
In this life, you have to ask yourself a question: how much are you willing to sacrifice for your own personal happiness? So sacrifice is the key word for our own personal happiness. What are you willing to sacrifice?
But the problem is that too many men are sacrificing their happiness with women that doesn't deserve to be sacrificed.
Thank you.
There you go.
Sacrificing, even giving my life to a woman. If, let's say, I do meet that special kind of woman, which is a wifey woman, because I think that I want to get married. Let's keep it real. I do want to get married. But if I meet that special woman, I will give my life to that person if it comes back to that. But you got to have that special thing to make me think that you're worth it. And so many women like Joe are saying, what happened to women saying, you know what, I want a guy with character. They'll spend more time with a guy who are jealous, who is possessive, who hits them, who does this thing. I know some girls who are pretty girls, girls who are amazing, intelligent, have diploma, everything that you're looking, and they're spending their time, their energy on a guy that's jealous, that's possessive, and I'm looking at them and I'm saying, why? Why are you doing this? You are a smart, intelligent, beautiful woman. Don't you think you deserve a guy who brings the same level for you? Don't you think you deserve to have something? It's like, oh, well, I like to nurture him. I would like to bring him back to what he is. It's not your responsibility to do it. And so many women think it is.
Now, a great deal of the women, Mr. Solution, and I think Joe throw out a very high statistics of, if that were the case, if it's, you know, 90-95%, that would make it seem as though this situation is hopeless. This situation is far from hopeless because, A, another statistic we can throw out there is this. Women far outnumber men on this planet. I don't know if it's 3-1 or 4-1, whatever the crazy statistic is now, that women outnumber men at this on this planet. So even though you may say, okay, 80%, 90%, it doesn't matter.
Wait a minute, Tony. There being food on the planet is meaningless to a person that's starving to death. It has to be where they are in order for them to benefit from it. But if you believe differently, and I love truth and proof, you peep these women out and start introducing them to quality men.
And hence the problem, because sometimes, as with the garden, because I'm a very philosophical person by nature, sometimes you get by a house and the garden is all dried up from the person that before you that was tending to it. Us as men, when you find somebody who you think is deserving, it's just that they can just needs a bit of polishing. And I want to use the key word again, somebody who is deserving, because there is no perfect entity walking on the face of this planet.
Never.
Sometimes that mask that she is hiding behind is a mask based upon pain or a mask based upon the fact that so many men have come along and kissed her ass that she's waiting for a brother to be like, no, I don't kiss ass, baby. I kiss lips.
But to come back to what you're saying, it is not my responsibility as a man to tell a woman, let's say you got hurt by 10 guys you went out and they hurt you emotionally. It is your own responsibility as a woman to go get a psychologist or to get books or to go get the help you need to improve yourself. I did that when I was a little bit bitter with women. I had to do that, you know why? Because my best friend told me the truth. He said, you know what? You're bitter with women, and you're blaming the past for the women you have. You have to stop.
And
I
congratulate you because you as a man have just stepped out on a branch that most men never admit that you were bitter towards them at a point that you needed to go and get help. And I agree. We are not responsible for somebody's personal happiness. But sometimes on the ocean of life, you can be the lighthouse that guides somebody where they need to be. Like, I can't fix you. I'm not Captain Save-A-Ho, but I think you need to go and get some help. My cape ain't flying around here, but I think you need to go get some help because I believe that you are a beautiful person, but you've been through too much and you're putting out too much negativity.
Well, still, Tony, I'm philosophical, but I'm also practical. I channel all of my philosophicalness into practicality, and presumably you do too. But this is what I would encourage you to do. Notwithstanding the issues that you have raised, I'm still – see, the best way to meet a person is through a referral. What many people don't understand is, like I said earlier, we don't have a model for dating. We don't, all right? And I developed a formula for how we meet. A introduces themselves to B, that can be man to woman. B introduces themselves to A, that can be woman to man. And, of course, C introduces A and B. Those are the three primary ways that people meet, just three. And so the thing of it is, and other ways of meeting are simple subsidiaries of those. And so what I encourage people like yourself to do is come out of cyberspace and get into real time and space and introduce quality people. And say, for example, if you introduce a woman to a man, or you know a woman that has these issues, she's been fucked over before, but realize she did it. She allowed these men into her life. Then you say to her, hey, I have a nice guy for you to meet. I'd like for you to get counseling so you can be prepared to meet this quality guy. Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds like a very practical plan.
Right. That's what I'm about, is practicality. So a lot of people speak ex cathedra from this high and lofty position, and that's what I encourage women to do, too, to get down among men, talk to men, learn a man to earn a man, you know, that sort of thing. And so a lot of us are not doing that. Referrals are the best way to meet people. Why? Because you have a common denominator. The person, when I said C introduces A and B, both B and A have a common point of contact. That is C. So that's, and God was the first matchmaker, by the way. God was the C between the A and B, Adam and Eve.
But Mr. Solution, even if we do the thing that you're saying, let's say you do present me to a woman that you think is worth for me, I could look at this woman and be not physically attracted to that woman. Yeah, I'll talk to her. Yeah, I'll have a good time with her, and I'll be talking to her, but I could be physically not attracted to her, and physically she is not my type of woman.
Okay, so Stan, hold on a minute. Hold on for 1 second. My knowing you, that's already going to be accounted for. I'm not going to introduce you to a scrub, okay? That's the whole point of C, knowing A and B.
Oh, well, wow. We're almost down to the last 2 minutes of the show. We
Did Stan get that? Ask him if he got that when you get him up.
I think it is. I got what you're saying, Mr. Solution. I agree.
Exactly. Okay, very good.
I hope anyone that listens to the show, we'll shine some light upon your darkness. Can I play a play every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time? I want to make sure I thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovementrecords.name.com, Mr. Solution, Stan, all the ladies that joined us, everybody that was in the chat room, all the thousands of people who go into the archives and check the show out. We are humbled and appreciative. Learn from one another, gentlemen, because this is a testosterone-driven show. I hope you have learned something from us, and if you haven't learned something from us, listen to it twice. Joe from Montana, the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee, as always, it was a pleasure to have you, sir. K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love, Dr. K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love. Check him out. You know how to find him. Google him. He's all over. And, of course, support City Tony. Follow me on Twitter, at SelassieEyeSon, SelassieEyeSon, or like on Facebook, Pretty Tony LV, like in Las Vegas. We ain't got nothing but love for you. Grab your copy of the book. Learn something. We out here, and this is for all you ladies out there who try to play, fellas. This song is for you.
Don't you have a man?
Don't you got a man?
Why are you trying to? Girl,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
No, you got
Don't you have a man?
Don't you got a man?
Yeah.
It's all right with me, my girl. We can do anything.
Why you over there looking at me? Why your man standing right beside ya? That temporary happiness he might provide ya. But you know and I know that nobody gonna do you like me. Trying to say you like a goalie in line of sight. I know that I feel it, but slowly I'm kinda like, I don't really wanna hit this girl. And so she wants to shed stick like Napoleon Dynamite. Well, I'ma give it to you, honey bunches. You feel it all under your ribs like some tummy crunches. All my other girls all up on that subtle shit. They don't wanna cut it, they wanna wrap it or cut a whip. Consequences keep weighing me down. So whenever she think I'm serious, I'm playing around. It gets deep and colder. The funny thing is, I'm writing this in my head and she asleep on my shoulder.
Don't you have a man? Why are you trying to be my girl? I can't believe it. Don't you have a man?
The time fling, you some get back from your man mistreating, but that was then, you know some hush hush, I ain't never really see a future in us, plus your man's still there, let's be fair, you'll do the same things to me. My feelings never did go past some late night smash. I don't wanna take the place of he. Late nights, 85 South on my way to the crib, and somebody got a song for me. I already know what you're about, cause I've been the other man, and you're not gonna trap me with your silly little plan. It's my bad, should've chosen one man, but I'm in a mix with the